right, fam, how we doing? Are you good? Awesome. I see some people looking for seats. Do me a favor, if you would, squeeze in a little bit. You got some seats up in the balcony, got some seats over here, got some seats over here. Hey, if I haven't had the chance to meet you, my name's Tim. I'm the lead pastor here. We're honored to have you here today. If you're a first-time guest, thanks for joining us. Come on, church, show some love, say hello. First-time guest, man, we appreciate you being here. If you're watching us online, thanks for joining us. And that men at Crossroads and at Ozarks, we love you. We're excited to have you be a part of our church. Come on, these churches that we have in correctional facilities, they aren't ministries, they're church members, all right? So brothers, we love you and praying for you. Graceway, you're 83 years old today. Unbelievable. You look great for 83, all right? I want to show you a couple pictures here to kind of talk about our story. This out here on our far left side, this is our founding pastor, Dr. Wendell Zimmerman, and this might be my favorite picture in all of our history. You may see that sign show up someplace in our building. God is bigger than the devil. Yes. And so in 1943, our founding pastor, Wendell Zimmerman, if you've been up at the ballparks, you saw Zimmerman Park. Those are named after our founding pastor. Our church was founded off of Swope Parkway and started with 14 months, 7 days a week of big tent revival church services. And so don't make fun of big tents. We're here because of that. 14 months in a row, and our church grew. Dr. Zimmerman is with Jesus now. He was our senior pastor for 25 years. Our second senior pastor was a man by the name of Truman Dollar. This is him with the hipster glasses right here. So Dr. Zimmerman, or Dr. Dollar, was significant in our history for two reasons. First off, whenever a lot of churches, especially predominantly white churches, were moving to the burbs for cheaper land and for homogenous people groups, Dr. Dollar said, no, we're staying in the city. We're going to be a part of the complexity of this culture. We're going to be a voice in this culture. And this was during civil rights when our country was not able to figure it out. And Dr. Dollar was going into Kansas City and meeting with black and brown pastors and saying, God calls us to be unified. Let's figure it out. And so we praise God for that. And what feels normal to us now, which, man, unfortunately, is still not normal, right? Really started with Truman Dollar. He is also the leader who brought us to this location. Again, we're not in Belton or Lee's Summit or, you know, Leawood or any of those places. Nothing wrong with that. We might have a campus in those places someday, but this is our home, Raytown, Missouri. And the reason that we're in Raytown is because we don't want to respond to culture in our city. We want to make it. Okay. And so that began with Truman Dollar, who is also with Jesus. And then you got the OG, right? The man himself, Pastor Jeff Adams, who in God's grace is not with Jesus. He is typically on the second row of the first service when he is in the country, which he is not today. But Pastor Jeff has been connected to this church, Pastor Jeff and Miss Cheryl, for almost 60 years. So he was a student pastor here and then was sent as a missionary to El Salvador, was there during two civil wars, loved it. If you know Pastor Jeff, you know he's more of a Latino than he is from Wichita, Kansas, all right? He is a Hispanic who looks like a white man. And he was pastoring in El Salvador, and Dr. Dollar had left to go to Detroit, Michigan. We don't know why, all right? But he had, and the church found Pastor Jeff, much to his dismay, as he traveled into Columbus, Ohio. The church in Kansas City found and said, we want to meet with you. And much to his dismay, called him back to be our senior pastor, which he was for 34 years. And Pastor Jeff did two things, really. Really three things. He preached the Bible. If you ever heard Pastor Jeff preach the Bible, my guy can get after it. Secondly, he taught us about personal discipleship. And thirdly, Pastor Jeff is a missionary at heart. And so